mntasekhaya It is 9 minutes after nine on the drive through on Pelia Bam. It is a good morning to you, man. A beautiful Wednesday. Percy Mthunzi. Look, we have the man in studio. His name is Percy. He's a dynamic South African actor, singer, songwriter with a passion for music and performance that dates back to his early years. His journey began go primary, where he discovered his love for singing, which he further developed throughout high school. And of course, he's a gospel artist. I know you from acting, my brother.
My brother, I do everything.
Yeah. Well, I'm a soul is imbibe, man.
Straight.
Percy Mthunzi, welcome to Pelia Bam.
Thank you, man. Thank you for having me, man.
Thank you so much. Thank you for joining us, bro. Yeah. Let's talk about your musical journey and everything that you do. You're basically just like an entertainer as a whole.
Yeah.
But how did you discover yourself?
Yeah, joke. Before, I once tried comedy as well.
I was there.
No, he was there actually.
I was there.
Tell us the story.
It was back in varsity. I did one joke.
Came upon him. The 5 minutes felt like 5 years.
Yo, bro.
And then after that, he said, I quit.
On the spot.
He said, "Upla juke eating in a little punchline, punchline."
Hey, you have to tell us the joke, bro.
But yeah.
Tell us the joke.
I don't remember the joke, man.
I will never forget Pau Pau.
I don't know. I'll tell you what, it's been interesting, man. King Flat was my senior, actually. I think when I was doing my first year in Aira 30 or something.
No.
No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No. No.
No. No. No. No. No.
No. He was my senior.
Yeah.
And King Flat, thank you, Alan. We are at a drama school. First year, you have no talent. You're demoralized on a Monday morning.
Today, you're sitting on air with him.
But I see him. I saw him at a show, Go State Theater. He's doing very well. And I've learned something from him, consistency. This guy's been doing comedy since it was varsity. I go over the morning and I go TV. And I was like, the man is killing this comedy.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about consistency with you, man. I mean, you are consistently trying with all of these things that you're doing, brother.
Man. I'm an MC, I'm an actor, I'm a singer. And when I say MC, it's your weddings. I used to do macro gigs, in-store announcer. You know those people who cannot go macro, sang on the microphone. But I've got passion for radio. I'm doing radio. I'm getting into radio very soon. But now, since we are here because of the music, music as well. I just released my single. It's called Vuka. And it's been in the pipeline. I've worked with Nation Cross on it. Nation Cross is the guy who produced Pagadelam, Nomfundono. And I worked with my bass guitarist, Duke of Bass. Beautiful musicians on this one. And I'm releasing another one very soon. Titi has the song. And
look, it's definitely a beautiful, beautiful song. But like, as a person who's multi-talented, the difficulty of picking which sort of art to focus on and when. Do you struggle with that?
I do. In fact, I'll give you an example. Because I'm doing two genres, gospel and Afropop, I spoke to a couple of guys who are doing the same thing. I know Mandan Klax is doing it. There's a guy, Tapelole Fifi. So he uses Tapelole Fifi for gospel and then he uses Mr. Romeo for Afropop. And we have the same problems. And the thing is, I personally, and this is something I always thought, and he confirmed, I personally think, you stand more chance to doing both genders because you don't know horror baba kukai. Because at the end of the day, you're the business, brah. And imagine you deciding now, you know what, I'm done. I don't want to do gospel anymore. And they're like, hey, dude. So what do you do now? But it's difficult because sometimes you beat yourself up thinking, maybe this is one of the reasons why but you need to also understand that, you know, we're just waiting for God to say, now it's time. And sometimes, because there's just something the universe is fixing in you.
Do you sometimes, or maybe all performers, or a performer like both genres on the same, like,
event? Yeah.
I find it very odd. Or Tobe Pinaga, Jesus Loves You.
No, man, no.
And then next song, King Shining a Tin on Kailaga.
No matter who you're talking to, happy. But you know what? It's actually easier to sing gospel songs. But the other way around, no.
Especially in Pretoria.
It's been working. I mean, the fact that I cannot tell a gospel song go groove and people bow better along. You can do it.
Look at late Solomon Holo. His career was revived by Mugruvo.
Thank you. What's the advantage of what I know? Why are you emotional?
Why are advantage? Can't you?
No, well, but like, it is your advantage. Oh. It's
an advantage. It's on the wrong. Oh, it's advantage of remaining on Sarapo.
No, it's advantage of Matao.
Yeah. But it's fine. Let's put it like
that. Advantage, and you lead them to the right place. Does it sound better?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Yeah. It's 16 after 9 o'clock. We're chilling with Mr. Percy Ntunzi in studio, talking his brand new music. If you have anything to ask him, 079-217-9999. It is Pelia FM 95.0. This is the drive-through, and of course we're hanging out with Percy Ntunzi in studio. Percy, my brother, you're still telling us about your music and the music that you're releasing now. Can we expect an EP? Can we expect a full project?
Yeah, so definitely Vuga is out. It's all online platforms, including YouTube, Spotify. And there's another one in the pipeline. It's called Umama, a song I wrote for my mom, actually. And actually, we're still talking to the people to release it on Mother's Day. I'm hoping to release it on Mother's Day. But if I'm late to release it on Mother's Day, it's definitely going to be out. And if you want to know more about it, follow me on all social medias. It's Percy Ntunzi.
Oh, man, that's wonderful, man. So you just wanted to write another song for Mama.
Yeah, man. It's my first song, actually. Again, while it's in my mind.
Marang, I think we have a pina ya papa.
I love you.
Like, you ain't got really serious. Like, yeah, I get some wish, Jana. Like,
yeah.
I hear ya papa and stuff. The Father's Day, that's why I was a jello cup too.
Maraflet, when I'm a babaga, I'm a lapina for Father's Day. Let's not even go far. All the village of Anabaga. Oh, I'm not going
to. Ah, I'm not going to remind you of some one because I'm going to free you. I'm going to show you. I'm not going to be a free you. I'm going to show you.
It doesn't even matter.
I got it. The only song I can sing, yeah, Papa, Pila Pila, okay, Uya Jole next song.
Hey,
Hell Jola, one of us on one leg.
Scambus, one of us in Jabu.
Ah, but Percy, thank you so much for joining us, my brother. Where can people find you? Where can people find your music? Where can we catch you? Yeah. Shows?
I'm doing weddings now. But I have another wedding on the 25th. But I don't have any show lined up. But if they follow me on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok as well, Percy Ntunzi, they'll definitely find out. And you'll find out this song.
You get emotional. Huh?
Yeah, dog.
Sing it for us a little bit.
Man. Okay. Play the song.
All right, never mind. It's fine. Percy Ntunzi, ladies
first
and gentlemen.
First time on Pelia FM. Never been played before.
Everywhere. Come on, introduce it.
This is Umama, ladies and gents. I hope my mom is not listening because she doesn't know I wrote her this song. I'm going to reveal the song to her. Thank you.
Allah.